Bible podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
As you know, we've started a short series to kind of wind down the rest of the year this December, and we titled this Finishing Strong. And the goal was to encourage everyone to finish strong spiritually, relationally, physically, and at some level even financially. And the idea was not to burn all our resources as the year ends. But today I want to do a little bit of a shift. I want to talk to you about what does it mean to finish strong as a church. I think there's something that we need to finish strong individually. But then there's this aspect of finishing strong as a corporate body of believers. And that's what I want to talk about. Before I do that, I do want to say that for the most part, much of life are micro tears, T-E-A-R-S. That's how you grow your muscles. They're not really, you don't work out for 3 hours or a whole day. You actually work out just enough to tear some of those tissues. And as you do these micro tears, this little bit of inconveniences over time, you grow those muscles. And that's pretty much the same way you grow spiritually. It's a daily choice. It's almost like the devil and the angel on your shoulder. If you choose the devil, then you've got a micro tear or a muscle growing in that direction. And every day you get used to choosing this side, whatever that is, whether that's eating chocolates like me, amen, it's December. And most of you know I'm a chocoholic, so, and I'm failing every day, but thank God it's just chocolates. Now, there are other things that are more detrimental if we make those choices and make those micro tears in that direction, spiritually, relationally, physically, and financially. Today, we want to talk about church, and but as I discussed with you last week, the key to finishing strong is knowing where the finish line is. If you don't know where the finish line is, then there's no point in finishing strong because you finished wrong. You want to finish strong because you're finishing in the right place. In which case, we want to define that. And for us, the definition is long been done for us by our church. This is the Every Nation mission statement. To honor God by establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. This is what we do. This is why we exist. We come to church, and if you're visiting us for the first time, it might be good for you to know what you walked into. This is who we are. We are here primarily to honor God. In other words, the goal is not for us to get blessed or to get everything we want. The goal is to honor God with our lives. In fact, that's key. The key is whether that's our marriage, our family, our health, whatever it is we're doing it for the honor of God. There's a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that says, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. Do it to honor God. I said this at the Vivo services earlier this morning, that when we rent the GV, the Golden Village Cinema, we need to honor God in the way we rent that. We need to honor God in the way we transact business with the landlords. We need to honor God in the way we maintain that place. That's what we do. Everything we do, our way we manage our finances, the way we manage our cash, the way we volunteer, the way we do kids' church, the way we handle our equipment, it should be for the honor of God. That's the whole point. Everything's for naught if you plant churches and do all sorts of stuff, but you're not glorifying God and God's not honored by the thing that you're doing. There's no point in doing what you're doing. So this mission statement is ultimately the finish line for us, to honor God by establishing Christ-centered churches and campus ministries, and that's what I want to start with, is the idea of Christ. What do you mean when you say Christ-centered? What does that really tangibly mean? For most of the people who've come to our church, that means stepping into the waters of baptism. We disciple people to come to the place of wanting to follow Jesus. And at some point, when they decide and say, I want to follow Jesus, we dunk them in water. Now, the dunking in water is not the significant part of it. The significant part of it is the decision to publicly acknowledge that from now on, my life is centered on Jesus. I'm burying the past, and I'm resurrecting into newness of life in Christ. And the joy is for us as a church, this year we baptized 70 people. Amen? That's amazing. Glory to God. And this year we baptized kids and we baptized all kinds of people, men, women, and children. But one in particular is this lady. Her name is Xi Wei. Xi Wei is a very interesting person because she found our church in vivo on the internet. And she went over and attended, and she had issues with her family and her situation. And a bunch of people became friends with her, welcomed her to church, ate with her, took her around, befriended her. And so she decided she wanted to get baptized. And so Xi Wei just became part of the church and started attending church and fellowshipping and being part of a small group. And eventually, as she did that, she became, now she's one of our ushers in church. This is all this year. And now she's bringing people to church. This is what you mean when you say Christ-centered. It's centered on Christ. The whole experience is not what we get. The whole purpose of why churches exist is to glorify God, not to glorify us. Last night in this place at the Hall C, we were here for the Christmas party of a small group. And some of you are here. And it was just fascinating. I'm so glad that I came because this man, Daniel Ung, who's a executive for a bank, has this small group. It actually isn't a small group. It's like a little church, amen? And I came last night just to observe. I was just watching them. It was fascinating to hear the stories. They had great food, great fellowship. At the center of that was not just fellowship. It was Christ. And each one got up and somebody, does anybody have a story to tell? And one guy got up and said, I lost my job in a big company and I found a job in a small company. I'm actually better for it. It was powerful, just hearing all the stories. Christ-centered does not mean we just do this on the four walls of this church. It is actually beyond that. It's actually happening all throughout the week, the day, the month, the year, the whole year. It's a powerful moment, just hearing all the testimonies and people saying, you know, I was this and this happened to me. But one of the most powerful moments was when this woman started to tell her story. And she was a visitor. She wasn't even a Christian. In fact, she said, I think that's what I heard Hui Ling, is Hui Ling here? Yeah, she was translating. I think what she said was, I don't really know much about Christianity or Jesus, but what this looks like, if this is what it looks like, I want to know more. It was powerful. No one was trying to sell her Christianity. No one was trying to convert her. They were just feeding her, amen? You know how she got there? She got there because one other grandma was taking care of the child and servicing one person, and that other person, this girl, was also doing the same thing. They became friends, and they said, well, what a nice lady. Christ-centered. That's what churches are. That's what it's meant to be. It's not something you attend on a Sunday and punch in your religious time clock, but it's something you live out week in and week out. Probably the best part of the night was this story. It was powerful. As this man got up and said, you know, I'm such a bad guy. I mean, I've just abandoned my wife and mistreated my wife and just did all kinds of stupid things. And then I got restored to Christ and started living right and had it in me. He divorced his wife 4 years ago. And I said, I think I did her wrong, and I think I need to win her back. And she didn't want him back, amen? I mean, she said, you know, by the way, you can forgive, but you don't have to take them back, amen? Just to be clear, just don't hear me wrong here that the pastor's telling me that if my husband abused me, I can forgive and he can come back. No, I didn't say that. David forgave Saul for wanting to kill him. He never came back. That's not the point. If God wants you back, you will be back. But then he changed. And then he started courting her again. And then she fell in love with Ben because he said, he's a different guy. That's why she said, I'm going to. And the testimony was this year, they got remarried. Amen? That's Christ-centered. It didn't happen here. It happened way out away from here. That's what churches do. And then there were their two daughters were watching this whole thing, and it was fascinating to see it. How God redeems, and how God transforms, and how God changes. And then I was watching all these, the young people in the room. By the way, I wore blue last night. One of those rare moments. For those of you who don't understand that, I wear black every day of my life. I wear the same shirt, not this exact same shirt, but the same brand and the same color. Less things to think about. I wore blue because yesterday morning I had to be in a party of a 7-year-old girl from this church who had a blue butterfly theme. Amen? What was fascinating about the party was the teenagers that I sat with, and there was not a divide between, okay, the old people go to this room and the young people go to this room and the kids go to this. No, we were just, there was fellowship. Just people loving each other. And the tacos were great, amazing, amen? Fellowship in Christ being the center is what church is all about. That's what we do. And I am just encouraged, having lived here now for 3 years and seeing how Mark does this in his house and how Daniel does this, and everybody's doing this, and this is the way it's meant to be. This is church. With Christ at the center. When you're saying, did we finish strong? Well, ask yourself, do we honor God by establishing Christ there and Spirit empowered? We're not doing this out of the flesh. We're not doing this out of our own strength. We're not doing this out of our talents. We're not doing this out of our own experiences. We're not doing this out of our own desires. We're doing this out of the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't. You can't convert people. People don't get converted. People get touched by the Holy Spirit, and then they give their lives to God. That's how that works. People who know that they need to pray. They need to tap into God, that you can't do this without God. That's why every year, just like this year, we began the year with a 5-day of prayer and fasting. This is the Every Nation way, all over the world. 400 churches fast and pray for 5 days. It's our way of saying to God, after we've eaten all the stuff we shouldn't eat in December, amen? No, that's a joke. In other words, what we're saying is we're not using our energies and our powers and our abilities. We're tapping into your spirit. Fast, that's what fasting is. By the way, if you think you're going to die because of fasting, you won't. You probably fast already. You just use a different word. It's called dieting. Well, dieting is for a different reason. Fasting is for a different reason. Dieting is so that you can become sexier and stronger and more healthy. Fasting is because you want to have more of God. And you're denying yourself of the natural stuff that strengthens you. And this year, we said we were going to pray once a month, every Thursday. And thank God, by the grace of God, this year, we actually prayed online. Hundreds of you joined us on Thursdays, the last Thursday of every month. And I'm so proud of our leaders. That's Pastor Mark. Would you give Pastor Mark a round of applause here? I mean, just for just the leadership that he does. I don't know about you. I love working in this church. Because one of the joys of having a good job is you like the people you work with. And that's what I do. I go to work every day loving these men. Pastor Kenneth over there. Would you give this man a round of applause? I mean, just for running the stuff that goes on here. Year in, week out. And there they are, praying online. And there's Pastor Larry and Pastor Mark again. Why do you keep showing up? Okay, so... And there's me and Ivy. In other words, there's Ivy Toll who runs. Is Ivy here? There she is. Do you give this woman a round of applause? Runs our SOC, and it's prayer. It's this Holy Spirit. We can't do this on our own. We can't. We shouldn't even try to. I don't know why people keep doing that. You can't. You can't just stand up on stage and preach like because of your talents. That's not how it works. Did you spend time praying? Did you spend time with God? That's the muscle. That's the tear. Have you gotten used to it? This is how you know. Are we doing this? Socially responsible. We're not just a bunch of spiritual people. We believe that we are here. If as long as we're here, we need to impact society. We've got to do church way beyond this room. That's why we have SOC. But by the way, all over the world, if you go to an Every Nation church, we have some sort of thing we do. If you go to our churches in Cape Town, or if you go to our churches in Johannesburg, or in Nashville, or in New York, we're doing something to touch the fabric of society. We're a socially, if you go, I'm going to be in London in February, we're doing something there. We go to Manila, we've got a scholarship program to help poor people go to school. That's what we do. We're a socially responsible church. And now here in Singapore, we have SOC, Serve Our City. And we rally some of you, and some of you that respond, we don't manipulate or force you. A lot of you have risen up, thank God. And we support Fei Wei. This is a ministry to families that have been marginalized because of finances, because of relational dysfunctions. And we bring volunteers. We're probably one of the more consistent group of volunteers that serve there. And our folks go in there as ordinary families and help these kids get restored to parents by, not by converting them, but by teaching them how to cook pizza, amen? And families just come and do this. In fact, Fei Wei thanks us every year for doing this. This is what we do. This is the church. This is how we know we're finishing strong. If this is not happening, we're not finishing strong. You could be raising your hands and you could be singing in this room. We're not finishing strong because it's not happening. This is home, which is a halfway house for abused migrant workers, which happens here quite often. And this picture of this woman is a Indonesian young lady who was abused and ended up in the home. And our volunteers served her. And one Christmas ago, they just blessed her and ate with her and fed her, got close to her, restored her to the point that she got a job at a better place and got her feet standing up. And this year, she's back at home, not as one of the people who's being served, but one of the people who's now volunteering and serving. So discipleship is. It's transforming lives. It's making people become functional again and not dysfunctional. It was volunteers that did it. This is the Red Cross Home for the Disabled. Fascinating ministry we do there. Not under a banner, not under the Every Nation banner. Our volunteers go in there and serve. Some of the pictures we can't show you because of the faces, but the hugs on these disabled elderlies, the hope that they find because of hundreds of our people, hundreds of Every Nation people. This is not our only congregation. We have one tonight, and we have one in Vivo. I love these guys. I mean, they dress up. They just to make these people sing. I wish I could show you. I had the time to show you the videos of them dancing and how these old people are actually elated by this whole thing. And this is Tony Stewart, who goes to our Vivo congregation. He's South African. He's our official Santa Claus. Amen. We have one. That's him overseeing all our volunteers. And fascinating stuff, guys. Thank you. If you're an SOC volunteer in this congregation, could you just quickly stand up? I just want to acknowledge you. Fei Wei, SOC, whatever it is you're doing. Anybody, don't be shy. Just get up. Guys, I know you don't want to be recognized, but thank you for being who you are and for doing what you do for us. This is one of the council members of Red Cross who was essentially, if I get it right from the video that was sent to me, thanking our church for 10 years of consistently serving there. This is church. It's not a religion, folks. In case you haven't figured that one out yet, now you know. This is Jasmine Lim, who is a mother, packing stuff for the people that we're going to be giving gifts to. And I walked in the office this morning, and there she was with her baby, packing more stuff. Church. This is church. And this is Ivy Toll with Pastor Kenneth. And Mark, you're there again. That's Ivy right there, who spearheaded our bursary. And this year, as a church, and I'm commending you, we gave $3,000 to 5 students in NUS and NTU who need the money. Not everybody in Singapore is rich, amen? And some of these guys are talented, but then we have a qualifying way of doing that. And this year, as a church, we were able to give these 5 students $3,000 each. I believe God deserves a round of applause for that. This is what we do at SOC. Now, this is the finish line. We want to finish every year asking ourselves, did we honor God? By establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches. Nothing wrong with civic organizations. Nothing wrong with the Rotary Club and the Kiwanis and all of these guys. They're great. But that's not who we are. We are a church. A church is a gathering of people who believe in Jesus Christ and serve other people. Not try to convert them. You serve them, and as you serve them, the Holy Spirit touches them, and they give their lives to God. That's how this works. That's how it's always worked. Now, we are part of Every Nation. It's a global movement, and we're Every Nation Singapore. In case you didn't know, Every Nation has 400 churches globally. Somebody told me as I walked in here that there were people from Fiji, from Every Nation Fiji here. Are there any? They're not. Oh, there they go. Could you guys just stand up very quickly? Welcome to Singapore. You may be seated. Your pastor is a good friend of mine. Their pastor was from our church in Auckland, married one of our workers from Nashville, and moved to Fiji to plant a church. Because that's what we do. That's what we do. This is the finish line. And that's why we have 400 plus churches worldwide. Some of you don't even realize it. We have 72 churches in America. And this is what we do. That's why we're in 82 nations. This is what we do. We do this in the Middle East. We do this in Northern Africa. We do this everywhere. This is our finish line. Now, on a local basis, this is what we do. These are 99.9% of these people are volunteers, and they comprise of the media team of this church. These are the guys that make sure we have slides and we have video and that the thing is running and that I can stand up here and look good. Amen? Without them, I'm going to fumble around here. This isn't going to work without them. These people do this week in, week out. These are people, we've got bunches of people like this. We've got people in kids' church serving. We've got people ushering. We've got all kinds of people doing this. Some of you are not even aware of it. These are our resource table people. These are the guys that when you go to our book table, they recommend the book because they're actually taught to read the book so that they can recommend the right book for you. This is what they do. And the Vivo congregation where we came from is responsible for why we now have this. This is what happened to us last year. And by the way, that's why we're planning to plant another one in Tampines. Pray for that. The plan is to have one of these in every movie theater of Singapore, amen? But to do this, we're going to need everybody to understand what the finish line is. And it's not you attending church. It's you being the church. And part of that is attending, amen? How can you be the church if you're not even here? The thing I love about us is that we've got young people. I love it. I love young people because they are the future, amen? I certainly am not the future. My job is to usher in the future. Every now and then there's an old man in there somewhere. Well, and then it's just, you know, we've got to have old men, right? I mean, what can we do, right? I mean, we're also important somewhat. But this is church. Churches. Not just trying to be nice guys. My favorite is campus ministry. It's what's helped me raise my three sons who are now all married and hopefully will raise my future grandsons and grandchildren, five of them now. A view of taking care of the next generation. And this is one of the core crown jewels of every nation. This is what we do. We reach young people. And probably the most significant thing we've done this year, because of the leadership of Pastor Mark, is we've grown our campus ministry and our youth ministry at levels that are unbelievable. To give you an idea, it's 300 plus growth in the last 3 years. And trust me when I tell you, we've only just begun, okay? This is G. G is a medical doctor. She was discipled out of our church in Dublin, in Ireland, when she was studying there, by a fashion model from the Philippines who was based there, who had an Irish relative. After she was discipled, she came back to say, there's G right there sitting with us. And this year, G gave us 1 year of her life and went into campus ministry. And because of that, we have a group inside NUS, which we never had before. The start of it was not that. It was G and who was it? G, who prayer walked NUS. There were a group of guys. I actually prayer walked NUS 3 years ago. I'll go in there and just pray. Where's Samuel Wang? Is he here? Samuel Wang and I got in a car and started driving around NUS. Said, God, we're going to put a flag in here. This is Bochan, right there. Bochan graduated from NTU, one of the best engineering universities in this country, as an engineer. As soon as he graduated, he put his diploma in a drawer, flew to Manila, and trained to become a campus missionary, and now he's one of our campus. Is Bochan here? There he is. Bochan, can you just wave at us? I love this boy. This is what we do. This is the finish line. If we're finishing strong, we're asking ourselves, did these things happen? Because if they did, then we can say we finished strong. If none of this happened, but we all came here to church, nothing happened. We just sang songs. But this is happening in real time, right here. This is one of my favorites. Is this girl right in Rachel. I don't know if Rachel's here. Is she here? The minute I met her, I met her in NTU, and I just fell in love with her. The minute she was so lively, I don't know how to contain her. And she's just a gatherer. She just gathers all these students. And you can tell what's going to happen to this girl's life. But it's just, this is what we do. And I think this is it's good to honor where honor is due. Pastor Mark is responsible for a lot of it. Would you give this man a round of applause again? I mean, just it's his leadership that made this happen. Church is far beyond this platform, folks. Way beyond this platform. Most of church should actually be happening outside of this room. It should be happening in homes. Finally, in every nation, show you my time up. Oh, I'm early. Gosh. Show you a 1 minute video of the World Conference this year. We had a World Conference in Orlando, Florida. This year, our World Conference, every 3 years, the Every Nation Global Family gathers together. All our leaders and all our people, staff members, we gather together. And this year is our 25th anniversary. And we gathered together in Disney World, yeah? Mickey Mouse was there. No, he wasn't. Jesus was there, okay? And the host was our American team. 3 years ago, we were in Cape Town, South Africa. And the host was our African team. And 3 years from now, we're going to be in Manila, Philippines. So that's not very far from you. We should all be there, amen? We should all be booking tickets by now. It's going to be, by the way, every time Manila does this, there's about 25, 30,000 people come. It's a mess, right? I mean, so you better, the minute they open the gates, book your, there won't be seats for everybody. Because everybody from Vietnam, our Thai family, our Nepalese family, everybody shows up, our Fiji family. Why don't you ever guys invite me to minister? That's where I should get invited. The short video, we've cut it to a minute. Most of the guys that are speaking in the front are Americans because they're hosting. That's not typically it. The first guy that's going to speak is Tim Johnson. Tim Johnson is a NFL Hall of Famer. The other guy that's going to be speaking is Keith Tower. He's about 7 feet tall. He's one of the guys that play with Shaq O'Neal. He's an NBA player. They're pastors now. They were reached on campus. That's what we do. We reach people, turn them into disciples for Jesus. I'll show you a little bit of that anniversary celebration, and I'll come back and end this message.
Who we are as a body of people, every nation, is that God has called us to be overcomers.
You cannot stay in the great pleasure of Almighty God just being with people like you.
But there's one way the world is going to believe. If we fight for our unity, if we walk together in our unity.
I can't help but think that God is honoring an ancient prayer and doing something great even in our generation.
Ready to celebrate 25 years.
The Lamb on the throne is the ultimate center of our churches, our ministry, our families, our lives.
Now thinking about what's ahead of the next 21 years, Every Nation 2040, if you belong to Christ and you're Abraham's seed and you're heirs according to the promise, that means every one of you has an inheritance in the nations.
There are campuses waiting for us to open up our mouth, preach the word. So here we are, Every Nation. We're asking for a fresh wind of God. We're asking for a fresh breath of God.
Green says go. Yellow says move before the door closes. And when it's red, it means close your eyes. Anyhow you can go. That's how we gotta do mission.
This is the finish line. And every year, that's what we do. This year, no less than the best, Pastor Larry Matsuwaki traveled to Melbourne back and forth, gathering the Every Nation Singapore folks that have moved there, executives who've worked here, Aussies, Filipinos, Chinese, Malaysians, Singaporeans. And that's Pastor Larry. Where is Pastor Larry? Can everybody see him? All right. Where is Larry? Okay, can everybody see him? This is all the trips that he did this year, just finding and gathering all these people. This is what we do. We're planting a church in Melbourne next year, amen? We're regathering our people, and this is what we do. This is what it looks like. It's way out of this church, way out of this building. I just want to make clear that you understand what the finish line is. This is the finish line, to honor God, by establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. That's how you know you finish strong. Amen? Stand on your feet as we close in the word of prayer. Did you open your eyes? Look up here for a minute. On behalf of our chairman of the board, Rachel Long, our board, our leadership team and pastors, I want to thank you. It's been a joy and an honor and a privilege to serve you the last 3 years. I came here when I was 59 years old because I was asked by the Every Nation team to help and set us in the course. This is a very strategic nation here. Singapore is an important nation to the world. And there's a call to this nation to reach the world for Jesus. And I want to thank you for your love, for your service, for your faithfulness. Faithfulness is important, amen? Not going to go very far without it. And your generosity. It's been a joy. I want to speak a blessing over all of you. We've finished strong is the point. Amen? Close your eyes. Father, bless your people today. Thank you for what you've done and accomplished this year as a church body. We look forward to an amazing 2020. We look forward to a peaceful, cherished, enjoyable moment with our families as the Christmas season unfolds. Be glorified in the midst of your people, God. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen and amen. Well, God bless you guys. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.